Russian forces shift focus. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. More evidence of a retreat from some areas of Ukraine and a buildup in others.
Russian forces have been pulling their forces slightly back from the northern part of the country, specifically around the capital of Kyiv and nearby Chernihiv. Russian troops also withdrawing from Hostomel Airport in the north, as well as handing back control of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant.
Fox's Alex Hogan, Ukraine's leader, is warning civilians to be extremely careful. He says the Russians are leaving landmines around homes, equipment, and even around the bodies of the dead. Russian troops appear to be regrouping in the eastern part of the country, where heavy fighting is nearly constant. Meantime, Ukraine keeps asking for more aid.
We should do more, and we should do it faster. And that's, I mean, unfortunately, that's not a unique circumstance with the federal government, but we got to do whatever we can, because I agree with President Zelensky. If this goes the wrong way, this isn't the last we're going to hear of Putin.
House Republican Kelly Armstrong. Last night, the Pentagon announced an additional $300 million in military assistance, including armored vehicles and laser-guided rocket systems. More problems are being predicted at our southern border. In fact, the Border Patrol chief envisions mayhem when the public health order, known as Title 42, is lifted next month. That will make the expulsion of migrants more difficult at a time when they're already surging the border.
In March alone, over 62,000 migrants evaded agents. And since October, there have been more than 300,000 known gotaways. To put that in perspective, in the entire 2021 fiscal year, there were 400,000.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As Americans fork over big bucks at the gas pump and just about everywhere else, lawmakers are wrangling over who's to blame. The White House says Russia is responsible, but Republicans don't agree.
People are feeling this in their pocketbook. Everywhere I go with their gas pumps, they have that little sticker that said Biden did this.
Arizona Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Defense attorneys in Florida have their work cut out for them. On Monday, jury selection starts in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, who admits killing 17 people at a Florida high school on Valentine's Day of 2018. Lawyers for Cruz need to identify candidates who might give him the single vote he needs to avoid the death penalty. Jury deliberations begin Monday in Michigan, where four men are accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
In closing arguments, federal prosecutors said the four men who remained charged in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were enraged and wanted to start a second civil war. Two other men pleaded out and testified for prosecutors. The prosecution said two of the men scouted out Whitmer's vacation home and even constructed a crude fake house to practice in. But verdicts could vary here. An attorney for one man said his client is a pot addict, incapable of leading the plot. He focused on an Army veteran turned FBI informant, accusing the FBI of provoking the men. An attorney for another man charged said his client was never recorded committing to this plot. Three of the four men also face weapons charges. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
As the cockpit voice recorder of a downed Chinese jet gets analyzed in Washington, accident investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are on the ground in China looking for clues. The aircraft collided with a mountain last month. All 132 people on board died. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.